bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts, is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk to the people.
Gotta tell them, hey there, I'm for real.
Gotta talk to the people.
Let them know that what is on your mind. Not behind. Nobody knows what is in your heart if you can't express it.
Yeah, there we go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to WPFW 89.3 FM's Community Watch and Comment Friday edition with Ron Pinchback and Chip Jones. I'm Chip Jones, filling in the captain's chair. Ron is feeling under the weather. So it's just going to be me and you. Our topic of today is what everyone's talking about, Minneapolis, the shooting in Minneapolis. How you feel? How you feel about how it was handled, how it's being handled? Do you think it's a harbinger for what's coming forward with our civil liberties being denied? This is the... apparently, this is the most deadly, 2025 was the most deadly year for ICE in the last two decades. People were killed by ICE or in ICE custody at a rate of 32 people last year. Last time we reached that number was in 2004. So, I don't know. Seems like we're going in the wrong direction. I'd love to hear your comments. The number again is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call. Let's hear what you're thinking. We see that stuff is going on up in Portland, too. A couple people were killed up there by ICE. So it seems like they're heading in the wrong direction, you know. So I want to hear what you think. What are your feelings? Give us a call at 202-588-0893. Any callers yet? Not yet. Okay, so the lines are open. Give us a call, 202-588-0893. There's a lot of news going on, but I want to hear what you're thinking about Minneapolis. What are you thinking about ICE? How are you feeling? Do you feel safe on the streets? Do you think that this government is headed in the wrong direction? That this is not about safety for the people, and this is not actually about immigration. This is a change to something different. And I think it's It's telling that even before an investigation on what happened, that the administration pushed out a narrative vilifying the victim. And let's go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good morning there, Chip. I'm just wondering, how is it still that federal agents can have total immunity? They can maim you. They can ruin your life. And you can't sue them. You can't be made whole. That's right. My question for you, Chip. I'm gonna get off the phone. I'm gonna listen off.
Yeah, I mean that's the qualified immunity. You know, they initially started it because of they assumed that, you know, cops are gonna always get sued or whatever, even when they're doing right. But yeah, it looks like that's something that needs to be examined as well. You know, that these guys shouldn't have a blank check because we can see what they're doing with it. And it's scary. And the idea that a cop can do horrible things, take someone's life, and at the harshest fines that we've seen, the cop simply loses his job and moves down the road to another jurisdiction. I don't know. Maybe we need something different. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Oh, did we lose a second caller in the queue?
Good morning. Good morning, Chip. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
This is Rick calling from Germany, brother.
Hey, what's up, Rick? What you got for us today? How do you feel about Minneapolis?
Well, first of all, let me say it's been 13 days without food for me. I'm fasting, trying to purge this CIA intestinal parasite. But uh-oh. I've been watching the news, and I have plenty of time to watch the news. And I just want to say, I think that woman was trying to do good, not just her name, but she was trying to do the right thing. But if she moved that car with the cops standing in front of and beside her, if she moved that car, they're going to dismiss her as a threat. And Trump is going to dismiss her as a case for justice. That's my thought and feeling, brother. I'm done.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I mean, it's weird in that situation because the person who has the most training is the officer, yet it seems like the onus is always on the other party. So I don't know. I don't know. Things need to be rethought. We got another caller on the line. Hello, caller. You there? Hello, caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
I'm on the line.
Oh, there we go. Good morning. What you got for us today? Good.
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
How do you feel about Minneapolis?
Well, I feel that it's sad, but I have a little bit different take. I think that if, in this case, the lady was white, and white lives matter. They always have. And despite what the first caller said about immunity, that's not the case. you know, people who do get convicted, and they get convicted when they kill or maim or injure or something, white lives. So I think that is something that is different, and I think that you'll see in this case that will make a big difference because most of these other 32 people killed did not have white skin. And when you have white skin in this country or Israel or England or anywhere else in the world right now, it makes a big difference. I hate that it happened, but I think that something will go on here, and there is no full immunity for any law enforcement official. which is something that I heard. The first caller quoted the Attorney General. I don't know how the Attorney General got that idea, but there's a lot of things that you have to go through. But I don't think they'll even be able to stop the state of Minnesota from, if they want to, charging homicide in this case. But we'll see. That's all I
think. Yeah, we'll see. Well, how do you, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about the fact it seems like right now the state of Minnesota is being barred from the evidence by the federal government?
That won't last. Legally, it won't last. Homicide is not a federal thing. It's a state crime. And they're being out of it, and they're making statements before the trial means that the federal government is not going to be objective. So I do not believe that will last. If the state of Minnesota takes that further, they'll win. And also, if I'm reading the tea leaves right about the racial aspects here, that guy's in trouble.
All right. Well, thank you. I guess most of us hope you're correct. Most of us hope that you're right. So our number again is 202-588-0893. Give us a call. We're talking about Minneapolis, the shooting that happened a couple of days ago. What are your feelings? Is it a harbinger for what's coming as far as civil liberties down the road from this administration? Tell me what you're thinking. Hello, caller.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? Welcome to WPFW. Well,
yeah, I was going to say nobody was talking about the big elephant in the room, but the last caller was spot on. Mm-hmm. It's really, really sad that black people have been crying the same thing for over 100 years. Nobody wants to listen to us. Now, all of a sudden, it's happening to every other race, and now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. We need to all unite as one.
Okay.
That's my feeling on the subject. Until we all unite, it's going to continue to happen.
Do you think that what's going on now was any different than what was going on 20 years ago? Did you see any progress in the past? Do you think we're backsliding, or you think it's still the same?
It's the same for black people. It's new to other people.
Gotcha.
And we just take it day by day because we know how to handle it. But nobody listens to us. And then when it happens, they act like it just started happening.
They get surprised.
Yeah. And we know what's going on.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in. Thank you for your comment. All right. We got a new caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you this morning?
Yes, hi. Fine, thank you. How are you? I was calling because I wanted to talk about the Maduro abduction because all of this is connected. And I find it very curious that no one is talking about, you know, what happened in Haiti and how they abducted a duly elected president in Haiti and all the chaos they've caused to go steal the resources over in Haiti and even prior to that in the 60s with the other countries. And I totally blame Nancy Pelosi and Obama because they said impeachment was off the table. Right. Obama was like, oh, well, we're going to look forward, not looking back when they illegally went into Iraq. And then now they built on that. Now the Supreme Court has given Trump allow him to operate with impunity. And now it's hit the dust. And you're talking about how Trump was acting like Hitler. Well, I just wanted to just say that Hitler and the Nazi Party came over to the United States to learn their tactics, and then that was exported to Israel. And you know that Israel doesn't want peace because when and they said after Arafat, they they killed Arafat, and then they said, "Well, we're gonna have elections," and then they got mad because.
Let me ask you a question. Today we're actually talking. Excuse me, but today we're actually talking about Minneapolis. So can I get your feelings on what went on in Minneapolis?
No, we should be talking about what I'm trying to tell you is to connect the dots. All of this is connected. Trump is being allowed to operate with impunity, and I understand that.
But that's not the subject for today. Today's subject is about Minneapolis.
You can't tell me what the subject is. We've been through this before about you all, you know, trying to censor our comments.
I'm going to have to let you go. I mean, I started this out. We've asked since the beginning of the year for people to try to stay on topic, right? And to keep it brief to under 2 minutes. So I'm going to move on to the next caller. I appreciate everything that you said, but today's discussion is on Minneapolis.
Yes,
can we go on to the next caller? Yep, that's
you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And everybody and all the callers. I understand what the young lady was trying to say, but for what it is, you are the programmer, and you've put the topic out, and that's what we're going to stick with. But what she's saying does connect with everything that's happening now. But that's a long story and another day, and it's never going to be solved unless we come together. And be able to come together is we have to remove this administration as fast as we can because he is turning us backwards. Does he not know, or do they not know, that there are a whole generation of baby boomers my age who grew up in Jim Crow, who know the rule, who know we grew up in Jim Crow. We went to high school in Jim Crow. So we know what's going on right now, and we're not going to let it continue. What happened in Minnesota is disgusting. And yes, she was white, and yes, like the caller said, something's going to get done. And unfortunately, we are human beings that nothing changes unless somebody dies. Our freedom came upon death and blood as black people, and we know it. And we're seeing ourselves going back in time right now, right in front of our eyes. They're not even hiding it, and they're laughing.
Right.
And yesterday on the news, I couldn't stomach it. J.D. Vance needs to be removed. What he said was absolutely blasphemy. And IQ-47, I'm sorry, that's how I refer to him. He is dangerous. He's delusional. And I don't know what's going on with his mind, but this Congress can no longer, they can no longer go along with this toxicity. He's wrecking the world. You're going to go into a sovereign nation and change it and say you're going to take over? That's not going to happen. And then this crazy person that shot the lady, he's an Iraq veteran that's probably got PTSD and screwed up. And he should not have his position right now. He took his gun out and shot her point blank to me just because he could. Had nothing to do with her blocking anything. Her wheels were turned to the right. She clearly was wanting to go get away, not cause any harm to him. And to let this go on another second is not acceptable to me. Something has to be done. We, the people, we want to come together. We need to come together to get him out of office. I think we need to do the 25th Amendment now. We're going to hound these Republicans because that's what I do daily. I let them know when they're lying. And that's if we jam their phones with the facts and truth, they have to listen to us. The media needs to show the protests that's going on nationwide. They're even protesting in Iran. People now have had it.
Thank you for your call. Thank you. Thank you. Our lines are packed right now, so ask again for people if you can try to keep it 2 minutes, keep concise. But I want to hear what you're saying. And right now, I agree with everybody who's called in. So do we have any more callers on there? We do. Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller, you there? Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to...
Oh, good, okay.
Welcome to WPFW.
Thank you. On the immunity question, Vice President Vance said yesterday that the ICE agent, or CPV, whichever he was, is entitled to absolute immunity because he was a federal agent carrying out a federal function. But on Amy Goodman this morning, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said it's not that simple. There's a two-part test to apply to determine whether that immunity exists for federal officers against a state prosecution. And he didn't go into the details, but he said, you know, Minnesota is not going to accept that without a fight. So the entitlement to absolute as opposed to qualified immunity probably isn't decided yet.
Right.
But on the whether, you know, use of excessive force, that has to go with, you know, whether there's actually been a violation, not whether he gets immunity. There's a Supreme Court case. Connor is one of the parties. It's from 1989. And it says it's an objective reasonableness test.
Right.
And part of that test is you don't look at the officer's intent. That's not even an issue.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's going to be a very, very tough thing. The New York Times has that article in, well, it's online today, maybe from yesterday's paper. They got like three videos taking a look at it. And, you know, it's it's tough. But anyway, that's not all I have.
Interesting that case you're talking about, Tennessee versus Connors, actually comes from my hometown of Memphis. So I'm well versed in that, about the police are not allowed to shoot at someone just because they're fleeing. That's not legal. But thank you for your call. Our number again is 202-588-0893. This is Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. I'm Chip Jones. Our normal captain, Ron Pinchback, is out sick today. So if you could send him your best wishes, we'd appreciate that. So let's move on to the next caller. Hello, caller. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. How are you feeling about Minneapolis? Hello.
I want to reflect on the caller that called earlier that you wouldn't allow to expound on her theory about Gaza. And I don't know whether or not she's going to make a relationship as to whether or not those untrained ICE people that may have been suffering from PTSD or whatever were trained in Gaza that ended up killing an American citizen. But my point is even larger. Ron is in here, so you have a lot more time. Because you guys spent a good 20 minutes talking among yourselves. So allow some latitude for people who have a different point of view to come around, because today you do have some time. So as a host, I'm asking you to be a little more sophisticated in how you listen to people. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm trying to be, like I said, we asked at the beginning of the year for people to try to be a little more concise, to keep it to 2 minutes, and she actually spoke for four. So that's the only reason I tried to move on, because our lines are packed. So let's move on to the next caller. Hello, Hi. Caller.
Hi. Is you have me on?
Yes, we do.
Sure. Oh, great. I hope that the powers that be that handle the funeral of Renee Good show the courage that Emmett Till's mother showed and have an open casket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want to get across, and I hope the word gets up there if it's not too late. But that would have a tremendous impact.
Right.
And to have pictures in the newspaper of a white woman killed just the way Emmett Till was killed. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. Hello. What's your comment on Minneapolis for us?
Can you hear me? Is this one for me?
Yep, you're on.
Okay. How do you do, Mr. Chip?
Hello.
I just want to shout out the two sisters from before and the brother who just came on. You ever heard of this concept of Imperial Boomerang, coined by Amy Cesar in 1950 on his book on colonialism? Anyway, check it out. You can find it online for sure. It's been many decades, you know, it's available to the public at this point. So this guy, this murderer who murdered this woman, is a former Iraq vet. Imperial Boomerang describes the process of the forces that we've mobilized to terrorize people in the global south coming home to roost. And that's exactly what we saw in Minneapolis. If this murderer hadn't been trained to kill and programmed to kill, he wouldn't have killed. And I think that's, you know, as far as it really goes, I mean, sure, you can maybe rehabilitate people who, you know, had been deployed and murdered people and murdered civilians, maybe even. What happened in Minneapolis is terrible. Although I should say, it bears repeating that the outrage is definitely commensurate to the skin color of the victim, because now this is the third person that ICE have shot dead in cold blood.
Right.
One brother in Chicago, Latino immigrant, his life, of course, you know, I mean, mattered. Another brother on, New Year's in Los Angeles. So I hope that this, brings awareness to people. And shout out to those sisters before for trying to put these things together, because we've got to change this, and we can't expect the system to do it for us. We can't expect them to be removed and installed with a nice face, because ultimately this will keep going on until we do something about it. And that means we, the listeners, we, the radio producers, we, the people, must do something about this. We've got to get organized. And we've got to get, able to pose enough of a oppositional threat that, things start to change. They're not going to do it because we nicely. Anyway, thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Community Watch and Comment Friday edition, WPFW 89.3. Our number again is 202-588-0893. And I think we have a caller in the queue. Let's go to the caller. Hello, caller.
Is that me?
That's you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
My name is Robert.
How are you feeling about Minneapolis?
My name is Robert A. Moses. I'm concerned about the government and the fascialization process of the government, and Minneapolis is just a symptom or byproduct of that fascialization process. We have ISIS, institutionalized racism. Trump is the head of the KKK. And we're just faced with fascism everywhere. And we need a communist now. We need pro-communism now more than ever, because that's the only antidote for fascism. Fascism was invented to squash socialism and communism, and that's what its purpose is. But we have to resist in every shape, fashion, and form. And it's time for people to be advocating for communism. I bear witness that Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith, and that his messenger for government is Chairman Mao Zedong. Our problems are finite. They're not infinite. They're finite, and they can't be dealt with. And I'll leave it right there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your input. I am left flat-footed with what went on in Minneapolis. It does seem like we have... we've crossed the line back, and maybe there is definitely probably a link between what ICE is doing and how these guys are trained. You know, that's why you have the posse comitatus, that you don't want military policing, because they are trained totally different and their ethos is totally different. And that's basically what ICE is. It's a military unit. I mean, that's who they are. So let's go on to the next caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
What are your feelings on Minneapolis and what went on?
ICE is a paramilitary terrorist organization that needs to be abolished immediately. It is a threat to the safety of the people. It has nothing to do with no safety or anything about keeping people safe. It's about outright terror and butchery. I mean, this And I agree with what the lady said earlier. We got to get this regime out of power now. I mean, he's a threat to not only he's a threat to public safety. Trump is a threat to public safety. And not only him, but those around him are a great threat to public safety as well as, to human life. There should be a Nuremberg trial, for these people and charging them with human rights violations here.
All right. Well, thank you for your comment. All right. This is Community Watch and Comment Friday edition on WPFW 89.3 FM. Our number again is 202-588-0893. We're talking about Minneapolis. We're talking about ICE. What did you see? How do you feel? Do you think this is a harbinger for civil liberties being curtailed in the future? I think we have a caller in the queue. Let's go to the call. Hello, caller.
Is that me?
That's you, sir.
Oh, so I don't think anything is going to change because these guys have been waiting for a president like Donald Trump for the past 40 years. And now that they have him, they are going to do whatever they want because he has pardoned all those criminals from January 6th. So what do you think is going to happen now? So they killed a few people. They've been killing black people for years. Now they start killing white people. So what is going to change? Nothing is going to change under Donald Trump.
So you felt Minneapolis was the same old? It was nothing different?
Yeah, the only difference is they shot a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to keep shooting people. They don't care who they shoot. The minute you come in their face, they're going to shoot. And the video clearly the video clearly shows the woman was trying to get away. Now, when these guys confront you, every one of them is shouting. This one is shouting. That one is shouting. Everybody's shouting, what are you supposed to do? Which command are you supposed to follow? You don't know what to do. So you do what your mind tells you to do. Try to get away from them. You try to get away from them, and you get 5 or 6 bullets in your head.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for your comments. Have a safe weekend. And let's move on to the next caller. Hello, caller. Hey, welcome to WPFW.
Good morning, Chip.
Hello. Is that Michelle?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, as you can imagine, I'm not only not happy about what's happened, but I want to call the people's attention, although several people have alluded to it, that this government is a criminal enterprise and that the system is functioning the way it was designed. The problem is that the people are now, it's now being exposed because the rich have taken over all the institutions that we have been trained to rely on to help protect our interests. And that's not what's going on. Nobody is protecting our interests but us. Renee Good should not have died, but she died at the hands of, it wasn't necessarily a rogue officer because everybody above him is defending his actions. Is being legitimate. They're lying to protect him, to protect themselves, because they still think that we're drinking the Kool-Aid. We need to let them know, folks, we're not drinking it anymore. The main thing that they have relied on us for is our labor, and now they're trying to replace it. So we need to go ahead and take action while our labor is still valued.
How did you feel about the fact that they were defending him even before there was any investigation of it? It seemed like...
But that just supports the whole idea that this is a criminal enterprise. Right. Why do they wait? You know, they've already got the scenario. They already know what the lie is. They're already prepared for that. We're just reacting to what's been happening. But as several people have tried to say, a number of us have been recognizing this because that's what's been happening since my ancestors were kidnapped and dragged here and forced to build a civilization for these Neanderthals. So this isn't new, but it's like because we were made as non, we were viewed as and created as non-people, you know, people have been They don't think they are, but they're influenced by all of that because that's right. where it's reinforced over right. and over and over. It's reinforced in our churches. It's reinforced in our schools. It's reinforced in our institutions. So we have to recognize that we're the ones who are the power. We have to assert it. We have to affirm it. We have to demand our rights. And it's going to cause a lot. It's going to cause pain. If we want to know how far they're willing to go, look at what they're doing in Palestine right now.
Right. So, okay. Well, thank you for your comments.
Have a good one.
Have a good weekend. Yeah. Our number again is 202-588-0893. This is Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes. How are you feeling about Minneapolis?
This is 1938 Germany. I mean, make no question about it. We are in a Nazi situation like the 30s Germany. Everything that this administration is doing is lining up with isolationism and creating an axis of evil. We are isolating ourselves from the world, creating enemies with NATO. How bad can this get? This is horrible. This is a nightmare, and this has got to end. We all know how it needs to end, but who's going to step up?
Do you think the shooting in Minneapolis is going to wake some people up? You know, is this going to be a straw that broke the camel's back?
They're paying these contractors $100 an hour. They're doing these ads, or ridiculous ads. The recruitment is insane. They're grabbing guys that are into guns, WWE, and what's the other incentive that they're using with the promotion? Guys that used to be police. They're grabbing these guys. They're not vetting them. It's insanity. Trump wants more force. He said it. This guy, Stephen Miller, is a Gestapo. This is insanity. There's one way to do this. I'm not going to say it, but there's only one way to do it. He's got to be taken out, period. Mm. Not going to be me, for sure, but
right.
You know, he's got to go. And when that happens, all the dominoes will fall.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments.
It's insanity. Trump wants me.
Our number again is 202-588-0893. Let's go on to the next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to WPFW.
Is that me?
That's you, sir. How are you feeling about what went on in Minneapolis?
Well, it's just par for the course, as they say. I mean, this is the time we're living in. We've got a president that has a lot to prove, and he's gotten the green light with this recent criminal kidnapping of a leader of Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And there is no stopping. I could see a scenario where they will actually go and invade Greenland with some pretext of national security or intrusion by Russia. There is no stop sign with these people. These people mean to create chaos, right. And if possible, World War III. This is where we're heading.
Does it feel different that they're doing violence against U.S. citizens like they did in Minneapolis?
The only difference is this happened to be a white woman. From what I've heard, so many different stories about why she was on that street. I heard she lived there and she was picking up her kids. So she was a Mary homemaker. She was the average white woman doing average white woman things. And then she happened to run smack dab into the national security state under MAGA. And under MAGA, if you don't comply, you will die. And that's what has happened. She, for all intents and purposes, is the Emmett Till of the 21st century. That's what this will probably go down in history, because, like you said, they had their excuse already in the hopper before there was any investigation and anybody knew really what was going on. So these people are not intend to represent the majority of the people. They're in there doing their 2024 heritage agenda, and they're getting away with it. And white America that put this man in power, I think they're realizing he's not there to do any of the things that they thought he was going to do for them. He considers them a little more than black people who are melanated and challenged with not having any melanin. But they're not going to get a special pass.
Right.
And can I make one more last comment?
Make one last quick comment for me. We got people in the queue. Go ahead.
The format is better, Chip.
Oh, thank you.
I think the format is better, Chip, when you only have one host, because when you're interacting with your coworker, you're eating up valuable time that you could have people give their opinion. I mean, you only do this once a week. You guys are on every week, or well, it took you off for a minute, and now you're back. And I think you need to get a little more sophisticated. Also, someone made that comment about how you react. You sound like a pitch man for the Democratic Party a lot of times.
All right.
Hello.
All right. I'll take that under advisement. But thank you for your comments.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. All right, let's move on to the next caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, what's good? What's good? I'm on?
What's up? Yes, you are.
Okay.
How you feel about Minneapolis?
Well, for my personal opinion, I believe it's prophesized. I believe that things like this is happening for a reason. And, you know, it's just sad. It's sad, but... Like the guy the orange guy that's in office, God put him in there just like Pharaoh. He's giving him chances to repent, and he's just, you know, he's not doing anything to repent towards God's ways. So he's putting him in there to take America down, and he's doing a great job. Just like Pharaoh, he's just giving him chances, and he's not listening. So things are happening as planned. That's my opinion.
So and you have anything specific about what went on in Minneapolis struck you?
Or? Yes. Well, and I looked at that film a million times, and I just wish that, I don't know, if it was me, I would have shut my engine off, and I would have just, you know, I would have stopped the car. Because they're just waiting for anything. They're trigger happy. They're just waiting to do what they need to do. So I wouldn't have escalated it at all. I would have just shut my engine off, put my hands out the window, and go from there. Mm-hmm. But maybe she panicked. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows but her. But it was just, to me, it was unjustified. I don't know. It was just sad. It was a sad situation all around.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was terrible. And you think any one detail could have changed that whole situation. Well, thank you for your comments.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Same to you. Our number again is 202-588-0893. We're talking about Minneapolis, the shooting in Minneapolis, how you feel about it. Did it wake anything up for you, or was it just the same old, same old? Does this scare you about the direction that civil liberties are going in this country? Like I said, this was 2025 was the deadliest year for ICE in two decades. They killed 32 people. They hadn't killed that many people since 2004. People have remarked that this doesn't seem like it's a police force so much as it is paramilitary, you know. And there is a difference between the way the military are trained and the way police officers are trained. And maybe that's the problem. Again, our number is 202-588-0893. This is WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, okay.
How you feel about Minneapolis and what went on there?
Pete, exactly what other people said. You don't bring posters and placards to a gunfight. At some point, people have to understand that you don't fight the fight that you like to fight. You fight the fight that you need to fight in order to be free. So when people have no problem killing you, then if you want to stay alive, you have to have no problem with killing them. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you for your comment. Oh, there we go. All right. Our number again is 202-588-0893. This is a Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. Let's go to the phones. Hello, caller.
Good morning. Is it me?
That's you.
Oh, thanks. Yes. All the critiques of how you actually do the show, my critique would be, let the callers know somehow that they might be next so you don't have this. But thanks for holding this discussion. I deplore the killing, as I do of all cop killings in the United States. These are not random. These are organized, seemingly random because, you know, variables change depending on the situation. But these cops are the attack dogs of the American ruling class. Which relies on a bipartisan shell game to stay in power, but with relative cheapness. In other words, they don't have to spend too much to continue to shore up their powers. But the bipartisan shell game relies on the Republicans, who began their lives as a revolutionary party in the 1850s, 1860s. Well, it turned out they had to carry out a social revolution in order to ensure that the American ruling class had an entire continent to exploit rather than half of one. And then the Democrats, who were always the party, the national party of slavery and slave interests, whether in the South or in the North, Democrats in the North were always very powerful, and they used, you know, immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. As far as how to respond to the killing, I think there should be a consistent effort to demand that police archives are opened, that we have a consistent attitude toward the police, that they are the attack dogs of the ruling class. Whatever happened to the, NWAF, the police? Because, as an attitude towards them, and I don't mean shooting at them on the streets. I'm talking about knowing full well what they are, that only on the rarest occasion are they ever there to help. Because when the cop shows up at your door, usually the only thing that can get, better is when they leave. They always make things worse. I noticed that the January 6th reaction to that setup, I like the term Fedsurrection, because the use of federal forces covert to stir that crowd. Now, granted, they were a Republican crowd, mostly white. I was there covering it. There were black people as well, many of whom were suckered in by Trump's anti-immigration nonsense. But since then, you know, the cops have gone willy-nilly, the FBI, the Capitol Police, et cetera.
Can I get you to give a quick wrap-up? I got
let me just say, whenever I hear Trump called a fascist, I think, one, the guy's this ultra-left sounding rhetoric is meant to divert people back to the Democrats. And the hell with that. David Dinkins, when he was running for mayor of New York, famously told Wall Street bankers, "Vote, support me and I'll make the municipal unions in New York take the cuts." The Democrats are always employed to calm social protest and run through welfare reforms a la Bill Clinton that are absolute attacks on people, poor people of every color. There were more white people on welfare, as I recall, when Clinton passed the end of welfare as we know it, than others. And basically, we need not just a third party, but an array of third parties, and there should be no support for the Democrats, obviously none for the Republicans, but understand that they are part and parcel. They're part of the con game. American gotcha. Ruling class.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Let's move on to the next caller. Hello, caller. Next. Hello, caller.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Hello? Okay. Hello. Yeah. What I'm calling about is Donald Trump. I'm not defending him, but he is like almost every executive that I've ran into. And I'm 71 years old. When things go bad, when they do crooked stuff, they do terrible things to their employees, and it goes on every day in America. And what happened in Minneapolis is sad. But Donald Trump has been trained by the previous people, white people, in his life. And this is how a corporate America acts. All they do is, as soon as they do any and everything they want, that's how Donald Trump learned how to do it. And they get away with it. And as soon as you complain or put an EEOC complaint or something against them, the first thing they say is, what you're saying is falling on deaf ears. That's all. And so it's what they learn as kids, these rich people.
Gotcha.
This is how they treat people.
Gotcha. You know, well, thank you for the comment.
Hey, but one more thing.
Go ahead.
The guy from England who married that the lady in America who broke away from his family from the British, he said it himself. He said it himself. He was taught to deny. It's three things. He said you deny it, you fight against it, and it was one other thing. He said basically they were taught to lie and treat people bad.
Right.
And that's just the white American way. Colonialism. But what happened in Minneapolis is terrible, but it's never going to stop. Even if Donald Trump is out, there's plenty more.
Going to happen again. Wait. Thank you for your comment. All right. Our number again, 202-588-0893. Let's go to the phones. Hello, caller.
Hello, am I on?
Hello. Yes, you are.
Oh, great. Hey, my name is Sabina. I'm from Tacoma Park.
How'd you feel about Minneapolis?
It was shocking. It was just shocking. When I saw the video, I thought self-defense. No way, Jose. This is ridiculous. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm with everyone else. It's, you know, paramilitary group. I didn't know 32 people had been killed, you know, in 2025. Just shocking. And it was out and out murder. They prevented the state from even looking at the evidence.
So far, yes.
The day after, and I was read that, and I thought, oh my God. I thought, no, I don't want to lose hope. I feel like I don't want to lose hope. I felt like maybe the state can sue, because it was the FBI, I think, that prevented them from looking at the evidence, because they wanted to investigate, mayor and the governor. So I thought maybe they can sue. They can get a judge to say that, yeah, they are allowed to look at the evidence. I hope. I hope as well. It's scary because this is going to keep going on. They're going to just trigger happy with them and their masks and these rifles. It's just, you move wrong, we shoot you.
Right.
It's like, what has come to this country? It's
exactly. Well, thank you for your comment.
Horrible. Okay, thank you.
Have a good weekend. All right. This is WPFW 89.3 FM. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. How do you feel about what went on in Minneapolis?
Oh, it's terrible. It's beyond terrible. It's unexplainable. The terror, you know, that they're doing. You know, thank God for WPFW, because I didn't know that 32 people had been killed or basically murdered, you know, by this group, you know, that doesn't have any credentials, that don't have any training. They're using their own weapons. They're going into people's home, destroying people's property. You know, they're sending people, you know, to the hospital, you know, for a variety of things. You know, this we used to say, is this America? I bet even the people in Venezuela don't even get treated this bad, you know. Mm. So I'm glad that you're doing the what you're doing. But one thing that I would really like to hear, I know it may not be possible, but I'm pretty sure everybody on air listening to this program today would like to hear, you know, what Metropolitan Police or sheriffs or anything law-abiding employees have to say. I mean, they don't have to give their name or whatever, but I'm pretty sure they would have a good story too. And that's basically all I have to say, because sometimes I get, you know, a little bit too long-winded. But this is
I'm in that same group with you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your comments.
Yes, happy. You know, sometimes is this going to be a happy new year or what?
Yeah. So I don't know. It seems like it's a rough start, but hopefully it'll turn the corner. And I think you're our last caller. I thank you for calling in. We are coming up against time. Be nice to each other, you know. Keep an eye out on one another. And hopefully it'll be me and Ron back again, you know, next Friday.
Nowadays, seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk to the people.
Gotta tell them, hey there, I'm for real.
Gotta talk to the people.
Let them
everybody knows.